Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news we'll be looking at, United Healthcare restores coverage of manipulative therapy for headache. And finally, a story about back pain and co-occurring conditions. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Aglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 643, recorded August 17th, 2018. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Aglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teaglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Updating an earlier story on COT's HealthBeat podcast, the American Chiropractic Association, the ACA, has confirmed that United Healthcare, UHC, has restored its policy in support of coverage for non-drug manipulative therapy for headache treatment. The change was posted online in a revised policy document for manipulative therapy dated August 1st of this year. The ACA stated in their memo that they appreciate that UHC weighed the evidence in support of manipulative therapy for headache that ACA provided in its July 23rd letter to UHC and made the determination that patients should have access to this effective non-drug treatment option. The ACA memo also expressed being especially grateful to the 40 national and state chiropractic organizations that amplified the ACA's message and joined with the ACA in their work with UHC to achieve the best possible result on behalf of chiropractic patients. Surf to our show notes for links to this memo. The objective of a recent study published in the journal Spine was to describe the frequency of co-occurring conditions with back pain, to identify risk factors for back pain controlling the co-occurring conditions, and to examine the association between back pain and individual co-occurring conditions. Back pain shares risk factors with a range of other conditions. Most studies have considered risk factors for back pain without taking into account the potential influence of co-occurring conditions. Back pain status and co-occurring conditions were determined from questions about long-term health conditions diagnosed by a health profession. The study concluded that established risk factors for back pain may be largely a reflection of shared risk factors with co-occurring conditions. The high frequency of co-occurring conditions likely reflects diverse mechanisms related to heterogeneity of back pain. The extent of association of co-occurring conditions with back pain has implications for clinical management and need for further research to characterize subgroups. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. If your product or service be the backbone of the organization, production and operations be the brain. Business development and marketing is considered as the heart of the organization. For a healthy and prospering company, both heart and brain are vital and inseparable. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Iglow.